The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start the program out today with audio describe performances coming up. Sunday, October 14th, it's Stuff Happens. In March 2003, we invaded a sovereign country looking for weapons of mass destruction. 15 years later, still looking. Shortly after the beginning of this event, playwright David Hare wrote a blistering play based on interviews he conducted and his own imagination. They guessed at what might have been going on behind the scenes with President Bush, Blair, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Powell, Rice, and Wolfowitz. In the 15 intervening years, no one has come forward to suggest that he got any facts wrong. This is Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh, and the performance starts at 2. That's Sunday, October 14th. Stuff Happens. Tuesday, October 16th, audio described performance, Skeleton Crew. At the start of the Great Recession, one of the last auto stamping plants in Detroit is on shaky ground. The long hours and demanding shifts have turned the line workers into a family, but the stress and strain of an uncertain future threatens to do more than just gum up the works. In the conclusion to her Detroit trilogy, Dominique Morisot takes us deeply into the difficult choices each blue-collar worker must face as they see the writing on the wall. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater at UNC Chapel Hill. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Saturday, October 20th, In the Heights. This is from the creator of Hamilton. This Tony Award-winning musical tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood, a place where the coffee from the corner bodega is light and sweet. The windows are always open, and the breeze carries the rhythm of three generations of music. This is a North Carolina theater event at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, and it all starts at 2 on Saturday, October 20th. Sunday, October 21st, it's Once on This Island. Adapted from the celebrated Broadway musical, this rousing calypso-flavored tale follows one small girl who finds love in a world of prejudice. This universal tale follows a fearless peasant girl in search of her place in the world and ready to risk it all for love. Cary Youth Theater, the Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Sunday, October 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Journey to the land of Narnia. Discover the magic and mystery of Aslan, the great lion, his struggle with the White Witch, and the adventures of four children who inadvertently wander into an old wardrobe. The story of love, faith, courage, and giving, with its triumph of good over evil, is a true celebration of life. This is Raleigh Little Theater, and it starts at 5. Again, that's Sunday, October 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Then Friday, November 9th, The Rainmaker. Saturday, November, The Rainmaker is at NC State University's Titmuss Theater. It starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 17th, A Midsummer Night's Dream. This is the Triad Stage in Greensboro at 2. Saturday, November 17th as well, Jersey Boys, North Carolina Theater. And this is at Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, November 20th, She Loves Me, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, and the curtain goes up at 7:30. Sunday, December 2nd, The Weir, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2. Sunday, December 2nd, a 1940s radio Christmas carol, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. Sunday, December 9th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. And then Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol, Haynes Brands Theater, Winston-Salem at 2 o'clock. Checking some of the communities around Raleigh, a Fuquay Verena, its last of the Follow Me to Fuquay Verena concerts, coming up October 11th, and the performers, The Embers. Once again, that's in Fuquay Verena. Nightdale, Saturday, October 20th, it's Dogtoberfest. Nightdale's annual Dogtoberfest is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ashley Wilder Dog Park, located at Nightdale Station Park. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, October 19, 20, and 26 and 27, Dearly Departed. In the Baptist backwoods of the Bible Belt, the beleaguered Turpin family proves that living and dying in the South are seldom tidy and always hilarious. Despite their earnest efforts to pull themselves together for their father's funeral, the Turpins' other problems keep overshadowing the solemn occasion. Saturday, November 10th, it's Broadway Voices, David Burnham, and this is at 7:30. Friday, December 14th, Jazz Dinner, featuring the John Brown Quartet. Dinner is at 7. The concert starts at 8. Saturday, January 26th, Garner Performing Arts Center, Broadway Voices again, Jeff Creedy. The show starts at 7:30. At the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, October 27th, it's Roots and Boots Tour. The voices that defined 90s country music, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray, join forces in the Roots and Boots Tour. Combined, the trio has amassed more than 40 top 10 radio smash hits and sold more than 25 million albums. Then Friday, November 9th, at the Clayton Center, it's Royal Wood. Saturday, December 1st, A Clayton Christmas. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Spectacular, presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances, one at 2, the other is at 7. Of course, we don't want to forget October 18th through the 26th, it's the Clayton Piano Festival. Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events, 7:30, unless noted. Friday, October 12th, it's the Ozark Jubilee, presents Stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Direct from Branson, the all-star cast of the Jubilee will be performing the music of the great stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Show starts at 7:30. Saturday, October 13th, Hollywood in Holly Springs. This is from the Holly Springs Community Band. Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, a Storytime Pajama Party. Storytellers will read your favorite books and make the characters come alive. Enjoy complimentary refreshments. All are welcome, including stuffed animals. This is recommended for ages 18 months to 10 years. This is a free event. Starts at 7 on Friday and then at 2 and 7 on Saturday. Friday, November 9th at Holly Springs Cultural Center, country comedian Jerry Carroll. Saturday, December 8th, it's the Santa Dance. This is presented by the Route 55 Jazz Band. And then Saturday, December 15th, it's Winter Wonderland, presented by the Holly Springs Community Band. going to check out the Marvelous Music Family series in Cary. This series is all about family, and all shows are presented at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, October 13th, Antonio Rocca presents Kaleidoscopia. Welcome to Antonio Rocca's world of mime, sound effects, zany characters, physical comedy, and one-of-a-kind storytelling. You'll be spellbound by myths, the absurd, and the poetic. This performance showcases Antonio's versatile talents for silent and spoken works. The zaniness starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 3rd, Nugget and Fang, presented by Arts Power. Musical starts at 3. This under-the-sea musical tells the story of Nugget, a minnow, and Fang, a shark, who get along swimmingly until Nugget's first day of minnow school. Saturday, December 15th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. It starts at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, February 16th, Bubble Trouble. That starts at 3. Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through the following outlets: dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Thursday, October 11th, Lord of the Dance, Dangerous Games. This dazzling show, with music composed by Gerard Fay, premiered at the iconic London Palladium in September 2014 to mark the milestone 20th anniversary since Michael Flatley became an international sensation. Saturday, October 13th, Distant Worlds, Music from Final Fantasy. The renowned program of favorites is conducted by Grammy Award winner Arnie Roth, showcasing the Distant Worlds Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus. This performance will be accompanied by breathtaking HD video, direct from video game producer Square Enix, in a fully immersive and dynamic experience. Sunday, October 14th, it's Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. More than 30 of the Triangle's finest restaurant dishes will be paired with world-class wines at the second annual Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. This is obviously a 21-plus event. Monday, October 15th at DPAC, the 50th anniversary of Sweetheart of the Rodeo. The Birds album is performed in its entirety by Birds co-founders Roger McGinn and Chris Hillman, and Marty Stewart will be along with his fabulous superlatives. Then Wednesday, October 17th, Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, featuring Deathstalker. Friday and Saturday, October 19 and 20, Aziz Ansari. Sunday, October 21st, Jeremy Camp and Matthew West, the Answer All In Tour. Saturday, October 27th, the DPAC, the Choir of Man. Sunday, October 28th, RBRM, that's Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Tuesday, October 30th, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show. Thursday, November 1st, Cody Jinks. Friday, November 2nd, Ron White, Tater Salad is Back Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, the incomparable Bob Dylan. And then Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd, critically acclaimed Hamilton. Okay, let's move to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Wednesday, October 10th, it's Stephen Wright. It's the prototype comedian that many others continually try to follow. He got his big break and was booked for his first Tonight Show appearance in 1982. The King of Late Night enjoyed the performance so much, he invited Stephen to appear again the following Thursday, And that is a rarity, or was a rarity, on The Tonight Show. Tickets are $37 and $47. Thursday, October 11th, it's Buica, born of African political exiles in hiding on the Spanish island of Mallorca. Buica was raised in a hardscrabble Roma neighborhood where she learned flamenco from her friends, listened to her parents' jazz records, and sang Guinean folk songs with her mother. Tickets $35, $45, and $55. Thursday, October 18th, Trixie Mattel, Thursday, October 18th, it's Trixie Mattel, the Super Bowl Cut. Now, a bowl cut is a simple, plain, and short haircut where the hair is cut with a straight fringe on the front, and the rest of the hair is the same length all the way around. Emboldened by a fashionable new haircut, Trixie Mattel spins straw into comedy gold in Super Blow Cut. A night of music and dad jokes will leave you crying, laughing, and running to the salon for a bang trim. Saturday, October 20th at Carolina Theater, Kathleen Madigan, the Boxed Wine and Bigfoot Tour. Monday, October 22nd, Tori Kelly, Hiding Place Tour. 2016 Best New Artist Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and producer, Kelly has been named as an artist to watch by Rolling Stone magazine. Wednesday, October 24th, The Tenors, Fan Favorites Tour. Friday, October 26th, Well-Read Comedy Tour from Dixie with Love. It's about celebrating everything great about the South and telling stories from a place of love. It's about dancing to country music at a gay wedding. It's about loving your neighbor, whether you have the same religion, skin color, or sexual preference, as long as they cheer for the same college football team. It is about leaving behind bigotry, but remembering the fried okra. Saturday, October 27th, it's Liz Wright. The daughter of a minister and music director in rural Georgia, Wright grew up playing piano and singing in her father's church. Her music calls up the lively passion of Southern sacred tradition, connecting the texture of church music with the groove of jazz, endowing both with new depth and radiance. The Guardian says her extraordinary voice simmers with midnight heat and the cadences of gospel music. Then Thursday, November 1st at Carolina Theater, Take Me to the River, New Orleans Live. It gathers some of the most influential figures of modern New Orleans funk, R&B, soul, and jazz together on the same stage for a night of unforgettable music. And then Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, it's SoJam 2018. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through October 21st, it's Peter Rabbit and His Friends, Theater Raleigh. The Adventures of Peter Rabbit and His Friends interweaves five delightful tales into an engaging story about their creator, Beatrix Potter, who overcame a lonely, strict childhood to become one of the most widely read children's authors of all time. This 55-minute play is suitable for all ages, but best enjoyed by children in kindergarten through fifth grade. October 11th through the 28th, it's Dracula. This is Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th, it's Rhapsody in Blue, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. October 16th through the 21st, In the Heights. This is North Carolina Theater production in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 19th, Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque. Enjoy the sexiest, smartest, geekiest, and most fun definitive pop culture burlesque show. Featuring none other than Suicide Girls themselves, the show has been performed hundreds of times, delighted millions of fans in more than six countries. Sunday, October 21st, it is Norma. This is North Carolina Opera. An ancient Gaul, the Druid High Priestess Norma, has borne two children fathered by an enemy Roman military commander. When he abandons her and seduces her younger colleague, Norma vows revenge and nothing is off the table. Let the vocal fireworks begin. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Monday, October 22nd, Broadway sings for Florence. This is a benefit concert for Hurricane Florence relief. May Mandy Concert Hall, it starts at 7:30. Reminder, the UB40 show on Wednesday, October 24th, has been canceled. Thursday, October 25th, it's Neil Brennan, three-time Emmy-nominated writer, director, producer, and stand-up comedian, has become a force in the comedy world. An across-the-board talent, Neil has found success in almost every creative vein in the comedy community. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Friday, October 26th, Funny Lady Paula Poundstone at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 27th, Halloween Spooktacular, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert. Join us for the annual sellout Halloween Spooktacular Concert, A Whodunit. The comical sleuth, Inspector Beckensteiner, investigates a concert where major suddenly became minor. The inspector suspects everyone, including the audience. Memorial Auditorium with performances at 1 and 4. Sunday, October 28th, it's David Faraday, Memorial Auditorium at 3. Monday, October 29th, it is Dweezil Zappa, the Choice Cuts 2018 tour. And then Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Storybook Tales at Memorial Auditorium with performances both days at 3 o'clock. Okay, let's check out what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number there is 919-821-3111. Okay, through October 14th, it's The Revolutionists. October 19th through the 28th, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. November 30th through December 16th, it's Cinderella, and this is a musical comedy. January 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. February 15th through the 24th, Junie B. Jones, The Musical. March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. And that's at Raleigh Little Theater. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. The amphitheater season coming to a close here quickly. Friday, October 12th, the last concert at the Coastal Credit Union Music Park. Chris Stapleton, Marty Stewart, and Brent Cobb. Again, that's Friday, October 12th. Red Hat Amphitheater, one show left in this season, and that is Friday, October 12th. Humphreys McKee with special guest Zach Deputy. Few events at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Thursday, October 11th, Chris Tucker with special guest D.L. Hughley. Saturday, October 13th, Cary Diwali 2018, Indian Festival of Light. Friday and Saturday, October 19 and 20, Triangle Oktoberfest. Friday and Saturday, October 26 and 27, it's Theater Raleigh presenting the Rocky Horror Show. and then November 23rd through January 13th, it's the Chinese Lantern Festival. All right, and we're going to take a look at what's going on at the State Fair this year. Of course, the State Fair coming up very quickly. The folks at the State Fair are selling advance tickets up until October 11th. You've got a lot of stuff going on there, as it is every year. Until October 11th, tickets are available online for a discounted price. Packages for groups and families are also available. For example, customers can purchase a Dizzy Pass for $31. These passes include one fast-track admission ticket and one unlimited ride wristband valid for one day. New rides, vendors, and foods are expected at the State Fair this year, as always. If you're planning to go to the fair with your family, the fair is offering the Casey's Family 4-Pack for $50. That's available until October 11th. This package includes four fast-track admission tickets, two ride sheets, and a special plush doll. For more options on tickets, information about the fair, you can go to the NC State Fair's website, which is ncstatefair.org. State Fair officials are talking about the music acts they've lined up, of course, for the year, and it always includes a much enjoyed. They got a lot of different kinds of music and stuff going on. The Homegrown Music Fest also includes performers on the Waterfall and Heritage Circle Bluegrass stages. So that's all coming up at the State Fair. Of course, there's the Canine Stars with multiple breeds of dogs and mixes who've been rescued or adopted from shelters. The Dream City Ladybugs, giant ladybugs who will be roaming around the flower and garden show. And, of course, there's a fire safety show, and that is taking place in Kittyland. In addition, Kachunga and the Alligator Show. That's all coming up at the North Carolina State Fair. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. And that'll do it. So long until next time.